This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, another tradition we have around here is as we begin the NFL playoffs, everyone is saying to each other, hey, what do you think the Super Bowl is going to be? Hey, who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? And I admit, this feels like the most wide open it's ever been. And before we tell you how we're feeling going into the NFL playoffs, now would be a perfect time to check in on what we thought at the beginning of the season. So let's go to our prediction desk. On September 4th, I went around the room and said, what do you think the Super Bowl is going to be? Let's see how many of them still have a shot of happening. Sean, where do you want to start?
Well, first, I want to start with the road to San Francisco is presented by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Now, I don't know what happened on September 4th, but we don't have one from Tommy on that day.
Ah, too bad.
So so he's out. All right. Go listen to After Hours with Tommy.
He's dead to us anyway.
Yeah, we have one later. But okay, let's start with you, Evan.
Yes. Yeah, let's start with me, Sean.
Hold on. Well, all right, let's just pretend it didn't happen. Let's start with Evan.
But I do think this is the year that the Buffalo Bills knock down the door and then get embarrassed by the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. Wow. And you know what's funny? Put the Eagles to aside for a second. I have been consistent about that all year with Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Even with their disappointing regular season, even with their roster not being as good as it's been in years past, even with them not winning the division, which I certainly didn't see coming, I have been adamant that the Bills are getting to the Super Bowl and losing. So I feel good that my feeling in September is the same as today. Where I have to be honest is my confidence level in the Eagles is certainly not there.
Yeah.
They feel like a broken team. Mm-hmm. They kind of remind me of the team from 2 years ago where you could see the end was coming.
Yeah.
So it's still intact. I feel good about that. I feel much better about the Buffalo side than I do the Philadelphia side.
Interesting. I think you should feel better about the Eagles. But here you go, Tiki.
I cannot disagree at all about the NFC.
Oh,
you look at all the teams that are likely to win the divisions. None of them are better than the Philadelphia Eagles. I'd like Baltimore to come out of the AFC.
So wait, did you
Baltimore
just,
Eagles?
Baltimore. Yeah. Okay,
so I had so to. There's a chance, a real chance, that I pick two teams who are both going to fire their head coaches.
Well, you're halfway there.
At least the Eagles are in the postseason.
All right. Wow. So 50% of Tiki's Super Bowl pick remains Sean Morash.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs. They are going back to a fourth Super Bowl in a row. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to the Super Bowl.
So Kansas City against Green Bay.
Yeah.
You cannot feel good about that. I mean, obviously Kansas City's dead. But the Green Bay part,
I'm eliminating myself from contention.
Yes. Now, what
you
may have forgotten, Tiki, and this is actually my favorite tradition, is that that's not the only Super Bowl pick we made. The day after last year's Super Bowl, on February 11th, I asked you guys very late in the show, I know this feels unfair, but let's predict next year's Super Bowl in the immediate aftermath of the Super Bowl. So I have no idea what anybody said, but let's go back to the prediction desk and find out what we said a year ago about the Super Bowl.
Let's go with Evans.
Give me the Buffalo Bills representing the AFC. And in the NFC,
consistent.
I am taking the Aaron Rodgers-led New York Giants. No, I'm just kidding.
You almost got excited.
Nah, I'm going to take the Lions. The Lions! Ah, damn it!
It felt like time for the Lions, and it just... Losing a coordinator is a big deal.
Clearly.
It might be what's wrong with the Eagles, to be honest with you.
Oh, definitely.
Kellen Moore, they miss him. You can just see it in the play calling.
No doubt. All right, so I feel like I've been very consistent about Buffalo, clearly. Right. But the Lion part is out. Who's next?
You want to go Tommy? I got that next to my racket.
Sure, he still exists.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs got embarrassed last night. We all know that. I think they have a lot of pride. I think they will be back in the Super Bowl representing the AFC. So the Chiefs will be taking on the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, Tommy. Boy, you are irrelevant now.
Would you think he was going to keep Sam Darnold?
I don't know what he thought. The Minnesota, and they don't go to Super Bowls. Come on, you're better than that.
Right.
So Tommy, mathematically eliminated. Who's next?
We'll go Tiki.
Ravens, Eagles.
You were consistent. I respect the hell out of that.
I forgot. That was crazy. Okay, and then mine, because I couldn't find it just a while ago. This is from February we're doing?
This is the day after
the Super Bowl.
Then I have this label. All right, this is me then. I think the Chargers represent the AFC next year. Ooh. Second year with Harbaugh.
Interesting.
In the NFC, I'm going with the Commanders. I'm out on that.
Yeah. It's just, it tells you how hard it is to predict year over year what's going to happen. Because you have no idea, one, what the offseason is going to look like. And then what the regular season
is going to That's what I love about it. That's actually my favorite part about that. Yeah. Like my favorite prediction. And we'll do it again, like the day after the Super Bowl at the end of the show. I'll say, all right, next year's Super Bowl. All right, so there you go. As far as this year is concerned, man, I'll tell you, it does feel like it's been more wide open than ever because I look at the top of each conference and I just genuinely don't trust any of those teams. Like the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton and Bo Nix, they deserve an immense amount of credit. Their defense has been outstanding. Are they getting to a Super Bowl? Does Bo Nix feel like a Super Bowl quarterback? And the answer to me is not really. You know, we talked about the Patriots. Like, this is Drake May's maiden voyage into playing postseason football. It is not easy to all of a sudden go on a run. So I kind of look at the battle-tested teams, which the Chargers sort of have with all their playoff failures, especially Justin Herbert, and I think that extra week of rest certainly helps him out. Trevor Lawrence, who's also been a little bit battle-tested, though the coach hasn't. Mm-hmm. I still kind of circle back to the really battle-tested Buffalo team and believe they're the ones.
Yeah, but is that going to matter in a game?
Yes.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't it?
Because I look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, and like, they're top 10. Offense, defense, and points scored.
Mm-hmm.
They're just outside the top 10 in yards, both offensively and defensively.
There are two teams in the AFC who are top 10 in offense and defense based on points, and one of them is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
The other one's the Patriots. But we don't count that because they played nobody.
Right. I mean, they had a simple schedule.
Yeah.
So to speak. And we know that because we did the stat the other, what was it? The Giants had more wins against 500 teams
than
the Patriots.
And by the way, there's only one other team in the NFC who's top 10 in offense and defense based on points. And it's Seattle, who had, like, statistically going over it, one of the most dominant seasons you'll ever see. The only thing Seattle did badly is that they actually turn the ball over more than they take it away.
Yeah, but
which is very rare.
But I think
a lot
of that was a small stretch where Sam Darnold just turned into a pumpkin for a couple of weeks. And he had like five or six turnovers in a three-game span.
No, and I actually agree with you. So I like looking at plus-minus when it comes to turnovers and takeaways, except I look at it the other way. I think when a team has a ridiculous plus-minus on takeaways versus turnovers, that's a sign of luck. That's a sign of they've been fortunate. And there is one particular team whose plus minus in terms of takeaways versus turnovers is ridiculously better than everybody else. They are a plus 22. They have forced 22 more turnovers than they have themselves turning the ball over. And that team?
Denver?
Is the Chicago Bears.
Oh, Chicago.
The Chicago Bears. Plus 22.
Denver's on the sack side.
Denver's on the negative side.
I mean sacks. They're dominant sacks.
Yes.
Right.
They've sacked. Yeah. But in terms of turning the ball over more than they have forced turnovers, the Denver Broncos are minus 3.
Yeah, that's disqualifying.
Carolina's minus 2, not surprising.
Is it that disqualifying?
No, I think a lot of it's bad luck, bro. I've always looked at it that way. I think turnovers, that's why as a Jet fan, one thing I'm trying to give myself confidence on is that the fact they didn't have an interception is just a lot of it's bad luck.
Yeah.
So next year they'll have a big year forcing turnovers.
But what were the Denver turnovers? Were they interceptions? Because I don't think Bo Nix threw a ton, did he?
The Denver Broncos, they turned the ball over 17 times, which is not an incredibly high number. Their issue is defensively, they only forced 14 takeaways, right, which is the lowest amongst any of the playoff teams.
Which is odd because they had the most sacks in the NFL.
Right. Yes.
But they lost Patrick Surtain for that big amount of time, which changed everything in their turnover game.
True. But it's still, I mean, this is what makes picking this Super Bowl. Are we going to do that right now?
You want to live by our original predictions? You can't even do it.
I mean, Sean can. I can't.
I can too.
Why? I mean, we already played two. Why not make a third? We're here in the playoffs.
All right. Our updated, now that we know who's in the playoffs, so it's sort of cheating, who do you feel goes to the Super Bowl then?
I'm going outside the box, completely outside the box. Jacksonville, Seattle.
I mean, you know what's funny about Seattle? They're outside the box because they're new,
yeah,
in terms of Sam Darnold trying to win a playoff game. He hasn't done it yet. Mike McDonald trying to prove that everything he's accomplished in the regular season is legit. And they are the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
But no one, I mean, not you, but there's a lot of lack of trust in them because they haven't done it before.
Right. But Jackson Smith and Jigba has had a season for the ages. And now, I think Puka Nacua is a better receiver than him, by the way. But he's 1,800 yards receiving.
Yeah.
It was a thought early in the year he was going to flirt with 2,000. And if it wasn't for teams just saying, anybody can beat us other than Jackson Smith and Jigba, he would have gotten to 2,000. So, I don't know. I trust what they're doing defensively. And I also think Sam Darnold is still underrated, despite how good he's been the last two seasons.
Sam Darnold in the Super Bowl. I like Sam, but I think that would bother
two, me. What is it? Two other players have coached, have had back-to-back 14 win seasons?
Yeah.
Two.
Isn't that crazy?
One is Tom Brady.
Yeah, the other one's Sam Darnold with two different teams.
Exactly.
I do think, though, and this is not a mechanism of me defending my Jet fandom,
mm-hmm,
I think Sam Darnold's success makes the Vikings look far worse.
100%.
Because they had him, and right, they were successful.
And you had a rookie quarterback that you just said, he's going to be our guy.
Right.
And he's not.
Wait, the Jets sucked. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. New coach, number two pick. Obviously.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
None of it worked, but you could understand it. The Minnesota decision, I think, is probably worse.
Yeah, because you pissed off your receiving core.
Yeah.
Your receiving core now hates you.
So what's your new Super Bowl? Seattle-Jacksonville.
Seattle-Jacksonville.
Ugh.
Oh, it's gross. But
it'll still be the highest rated event of the year.
Of course.
I'm going Rams-Jaguars, Puka Nacua, Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, my God. Mm. Both of you picking Jacksonville.
The team peaking right now that nobody sees coming. Yeah. And Trevor Lawrence legacy changes forever this January. Right.
Well, here's what's great. We're going to find out real quick because I do think the Buffalo Bills are getting to the Super Bowl. I've seen this before where teams have the disappointing regular season. They take a step back. Their road is more difficult. And that's the year they break through. So I'm sticking with Buffalo.
It's in Jacksonville, though.
I get it. I understand it.
I can't wait to pick these games tomorrow. It's my favorite bet of the weekend. It's the Jaguars.
I can't wait to find out that one of us is getting humbled on Sunday afternoon. Like, either I'm dead or you're dead.
Right.
Both of you. The NFC, man, I hate everybody.
I don't mean that in
terms of, like, I don't like them. I mean, I find so many flaws with every single team in this conference.
Mm-hmm.
So a part of me, like I said earlier, wants to move away from Philadelphia because they feel so broken. Their defense is so good, and I don't trust anyone else outside of the Los Angeles Rams, which I think are probably the trendy pick.
But they've lost some games that they really just shouldn't have lost.
You're right.
But what, I'm trusting the Chicago Bears?
No.
I'm trusting Seattle and Sam Darnold?
Can't trust Green Bay.
Green Bay is cooked. They look like an absolute cooked team, so I think I'm going to stick with the Eagles.
Do you
Bills,
know the
Eagles, why not? I'll be loyal to my original pick.
I don't think it's bad. Just a fun fact I think would interest Evan. Do you know the last time the Bears beat the Packers in a playoff game?
The Bears beat the Packers. So a division rematch in the playoffs.
I do.
And they had to beat them.
I do remember the Packers beating the Bears in Chicago in the NFC Championship game after the 2010 season, in which the Jets later that day went on to play the Pittsburgh Steelers and lose. So, yes, the NFC Championship game between the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Jay Cutler gets hurt. Yes.
Okay, the answer is the last time the Bears beat the Packers in the playoffs was the Sunday.
No, the Packers beat the Bears.
No.
Oh,
the last time. The way. He said it the other way.
I'm sorry. The last time the Bears beat the Packers in the playoffs was the Sunday after the Pearl Harbor attacks.
Oh, I gotcha.
Well,
I misinterpreted you.
I might have screwed that. Whatever.
No, you said it right.
No, okay. You're right.
Evan interpreted it wrong.
I brought, you know what I did? I pulled a U-Shawn. I brought it all back to the Jets.
You did.
Because when I think of Bears Packers, I think of the Jets Steelers a few hours later.
Right.
Like, but it's been that long for Chicago.
That's crazy.
How many times have they played in the postseason?
But I think they beat them this time.
The Bears, you think?
I mean, that's one of the interesting ones.
And that's the only game of potential snow this weekend, too.
Ugh. In Chicago.
In Chicago. Al Michaels will be bored to death.
All right. This is why they can't go indoors.
I had to do the research because Sean won't do it. He just likes to give facts and moves on. The Packers and the Bears have played twice in the postseason in their long, illustrious histories. The date I refer to, January of 2011.
The Packers won.
The birth of young Anthony Carton, because it was also the day of Jets Steelers. So again, it comes back to the Jets, Anthony. No offense. That's what I think of. The NFC Championship game, Green Bay as the sixth seed, went all the way. And then the game you mentioned, December 14th, 1941, it was the NFL divisional round. It was also in Chicago. And the Bears won 33-14. So when you say the last time,
that was factual.
They've only played twice.
Yeah, it was the last time.
I wonder how many people cared about that.
Probably not many.
Probably not.
Probably nobody.
Did we even have, like, in all seriousness, how much TV did we have back then?
The games weren't on TV.
In 1941, is that a radio situation?
The game, they were on the radio, or if you were lucky enough to be in the building, you saw it, or you read about it in the newspaper the next day.
Yeah. Would have loved to see those ratings bonuses for radio back then.
Let's go to Bill on Long Island. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good.
Good. Got a couple of points. Giants head coach, I would go Harbaugh. And McCarthy, and then I'm forgetting the guy from the Browns.
Stefanski.
Yeah, okay. And whoever comes in can get rid of Joe Shane, say, look, I want to be general manager, or have their own general manager.
I think that's just it's a lot to ask of someone who, unless you know exactly, like the John Harbaugh situation down in Miami right now, it's hard to say, hey, new head coach, who do you want as your general manager? Do you know somebody? Do you have a relationship with somebody? And is he good? Like, it's hard to do that unless you're John Harbaugh or maybe even Mike McCarthy. I think to ask a head coach his opinion on a general manager who's never had that job is really, really hard. And I don't think the Giants have any interest in moving on from Joe Shane right now.
Yeah, hold on. I need to see if this is true because this is bizarre to me. Yeah, it's true. I'd like to read a tweet from Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State.
Mm.
He has tweeted January 8th, 11:13 a.m. Okay, so it's within an hour.
Yeah, this is
a real tweet from the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio.
Talking about the Miami Dolphins?
Yes.
Of course. I mean, he was...
He was what? What do I not know about the former senator and the current Secretary of State when involving the Miami Dolphins? Is there something about his connection to the Dolphins I'm not aware of before I read this tweet?
I had him on. I had him on my show.
Secretary Rubio?
Yes.
When he was senator, I assume.
Senator.
Okay.
And the reason I wanted to talk to him is because he married a cheerleader.
Oh, he married a Dolphin cheerleader?
Yes.
All right.
So I think that there is a tie.
Are you ready for this? This is a real tweet from the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, who, let's be honest, his approval ratings have been shooting up lately because he looked very presidential in explaining what the hell was going on in Venezuela. I do not normally respond to online rumors, but feel the need to do so at this moment. I will not be a candidate for the currently vacant head coaching and GM positions with the Miami Dolphins. While you never know what the future may bring, right now my focus must remain on global events and also the precious archives of the United States of America. Thank you.
That's amazing.
And this is his account. It's got 5 million followers.
How many interactions did he have with
on,
that?
On that one?
With that tweet.
1.6 million.
Does he have any interest in the Jet job?
That's amazing.
I am so deeply confused.
He's a big sports fan, so I get that. I understand.
He was connected to the Dolphin job in the last few hours?
No. I don't think so. I think people are saying, because he's Marco Rubio and he's the Secretary of State, he's in this massive media moment right now because of what's going on just south of our country.
Right.
And so people are saying, great job. You should be the head coach of our Dolphins. Yeah. I'm not kidding. You should be the general manager of our Dolphins. And so, because he's a big sports fan, he plays along.
And his
he's a good dude. He understands it.
His wife's the big connection.
Yes.
She was the Dolphin cheerleader Teek was referring to?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was looking up this.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. Is that what
That's why we had him on. He, my business partner had a relationship with him. And he came up and did a political event up here. And so he was like, you want Marco Rubio on? I was like, yeah, definitely. And so we talked about his fandom, his sports fandom in Miami.
The other piece of info about Marco Rubio is that his son plays at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He's a running back. He's a running back like Tiki.
Yep.
5'9", 191. Let me see how he did last year.
No shot at being a first-round pick.
5 carries for 27 yards. So he didn't really get on the field very much. He only played one game.
That's 5 yards, 5-plus a carry.
Yeah.
By the way, you know how I know it's his son? I'm looking at his picture. It's freaking Marco Rubio, just like 30 years younger.
That's great.
All right, so in case anyone was curious, we have dispelled the rumors, or at least he has. Marco Rubio, the current Secretary of State, is not a candidate for the Dolphins head coaching and general manager job. That is unbelievable.
That's funny.
All right, I just wanted to make sure it was real, but yeah, it was real. Evan's in Bethpage. Hey, Evan.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
So I'm 27. I've been a season ticket holder for like 6 years now. Obviously been pretty rough, but I'm trying to stay positive. Future looks bright. Big hire. I want Harbaugh, but I'm trying to prep for the worst because that's how things usually go around here. My thing is, like, if you told me after this decade of being in the basement, our big solution is going to be to hire the coach of the Browns, who was fired and is 8-28 in his last 36 games, I want to believe. I just feel like a crazy person, everyone acting like he's a slam dunk hire. Tiki, you're a legend. I know he's your guy. I'm just trying to find more stuff to get excited about.
I mean, I've only met him a couple of
times. I might want Marco Rubio at this point.
Well, he's your guy in terms of, not that you are friends with him or you're doing him any favors, that you have said, and I respect it, that he's your preferred candidate.
I just know having success at a place like Cleveland, where they've just been clueless, I mean, kind of like our team in it to an extent, is challenging. But you also know that he rose above it and won Coach of the Year twice. Now, Dave's won Coach of the Year, and it doesn't feel like Dave's is in hot-to-trot head coaching jobs, even though I think I did read that he is getting an interview somewhere.
Who?
Dave's. I can't remember where it was. But my point is,
the connection's been to Vegas, that he could be an offensive coordinator candidate in Vegas.
Oh, and is Commanders actually, OC. That's what I just read.
The Commanders, too. You're right. That's another one, which is dangerous.
I know.
Especially to your prediction that he's going to be on a Super Bowl staff next year.
Right. Now, I think it's going to be the Raiders, but if he goes to Washington, that could be actually real, it being on a staff. Now, but the point with Stefanski is that he's overcome some of the circumstances of the organization and been successful. Dave's did it once. Stefanski did it twice after having a couple of really tough years in between.
I want you to do me a favor, because I have had my concerns about Kevin Stefanski, but I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play you audio. We played this yesterday. So if you listen every day, you'll say, Evan, you played this yesterday. Mm-hmm. I understand. I want to play it for Tiki. I want to hear his response.
Yes, I was
here. Is one of my favorite coaches of all time, Rex Ryan, and his opinion on the coaching candidacy of Kevin Stefanski.
It's funny how everybody just throws him out there. I guess it's because he's an offensive coach, but certainly his record as a head coach is not. I want to get excited about that, and mm-hmm. I don't know how many playoff wins he's had.
I believe
one playoff win or whatever. But to me, two-time coach of the year, I think that's the most ridiculous thing there is. There's a lot of great coaches in this league that have never been coach of the year. And so I think it's just hey, he must be a hell of a guy. Can you have me coach of the year? I don't buy that stuff. I think he's a decent coach, but to put him in the top echelon coaches, I don't.
Your response, Teague?
So you remember the last time they made the playoffs with Joe Flacco?
Yes.
Do you remember that season?
Slightly.
It was a disaster.
Yeah, they killed the Jets a few weeks before the playoffs.
But it was a disaster in the making. Yeah. A disaster. And in some of the most difficult circumstances, he stabilized that team, brought in a 30-whatever he was at the time, 7-8-year-old quarterback, and got them to the playoffs. Right? There's something to that. Right? Football is not supposed to be crisis management, but in our city, with our teams, it's basically been crisis management for the last decade plus. So I understand what Rex is saying because he's lobbying for himself. But
that's exactly what he's doing.
I ultimately can't discount what someone does when it's not easy, right? When everything doesn't fall into place for you. We know in New York, it's going to get ugly. There are going to be moments where it's like, oh, crap, what are we doing? I need someone who can handle that. And I think the previous regimes haven't been able to handle that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.